Hi everyone, I am Manar and this is Learn Arabic with Manar. Today we will learn how to greet in Syrian dialect in different ways, formal and informal ways. And we will go over the basic grammar in our phrases. Yalla, let's start. Okay, so the most common way to greet in Arabic, and it's so popular, it is marhaba. Marhaba, marhaba. Try to notice the ha in marhaba. Ha, it's a throat letter. You don't use any part of your mouth. Your tongue is flat and you will have the sound coming from here. Ha, ha. If you touch here, you could feel the vibrations. Ha, ha. Always, you could try to say and it's coming from here. Okay, let's go to marhaba and see where it came from. Marhaba was used long time ago. People were using it to welcome people when they are coming to visit them. When the word marhaba, it's taken from rahab. We use this word to describe big and comfortable cozy places. So they were using it to tell people like, my door is open for you and my house is widely welcoming for you. But nowadays we just use it to say hi. Nowadays we use it only to say, to start greeting, to say hi. We reply in a different way. We will see how. Okay, the first way to reply to marhaba is with marhabtain. What is marhabtain? Marhabtain, it's two hellos. We have in Arabic, we have dual. Dual to talk about two things. We don't use it too much and we will talk about this in the grammar lessons. And we use this between friends and family, people we know. We don't use it in a formal situations. So someone will say marhaba and you like them and you want to show them that you are happy to see them. You will say marhabtain. They will give you one marhaba, you will give them two marhabtain. Another way, which is more fun and you will use it with people that you are really so happy to see them and you want to show them that you are so happy to meet them, it's the plural of marhaba. The plural of marhaba is marahib. They will say marhaba, you will say marahib. Marhaba. Marahib, and this is the plural. You will use it with people that you are so excited to see them. So we have marhaba, marhabtain, marahib, single, dual, and plural. Marhaba, marhabtain, marahib. Which one do you like and which one are you going to use? Let me know in the comments. Now let's discover a formal way to reply to marhaba. It's not really that formal, you could use it also with your friends. This way it's to say ahlan. Ahlan, it's taken from ahl. Ahl, it means my people or my family. So when someone is coming and saying hi, marhaba, you will tell them ahlan, which means you are part of my people. We don't really think about all these details when we use this word. It's just marhaba, ahlan, hi, and hi. So in English, someone will say hi, you will reply hi. But in Arabic, because when someone is starting to greeting you, you should reply with something better, not in the same way. Always when someone will say like marhaba, you should reply marhabtain, marahib. Or if you want to be more formal, you will say ahlan. Ahlan, it's not really formal. You could use it also with your friends. I will make a small note about ha and ha. You should always notice the difference between them. Ha, it's a throat letter and you pronounce it from the throat. Ha, ha. Nothing happening in the mouth. Your tongue is relaxed and the sound is really coming from your throat. The top of your throat, ha, 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 it's coming from the mouth. You are not using your mouth, you are just pushing air out. Ha and ha, ha. Pay attention to these two letters. Now we learned how to reply to marhaba with ahlan, which is a little bit formal, but you could use it with your friends. Ahlan is taken from the phrase ahlan wa sahlan. Ahlan, we know it's my people. You use it to show the other person that you are welcoming him. Wa, it's and. Sahlan, it's taken from sahel, which means easy. All the phrase together, ahlan wa sahlan, it is only welcome. Ahlan wa sahlan was used a very long time ago, and people, because they were living in the desert or a rough life, they were trying to show the other person when they are coming to meet them, like, I am an easy person, so they were using ahlan wa sahlan to show, like, you are one of my people and I'm easy to deal with. Nowadays, we don't think about all these things. It's just welcome. Ahlan wa sahlan, welcome. Marhaba, ahlan or ahlan wa sahlan. Now let's move to another way to greet in Arabic, which is an Islamic way, but it's really widely used in the Arabic countries and you will often hear it. Assalamu alaikum. Peace upon you. Assalam, peace. Alaikum, it's two part. Ala, it's the word upon. Kum, it's the suffix for you, for plural. And it's connected to ala, which is upon you. Assalamu alaikum, peace upon you. To reply to assalamu alaikum, you will say wa alaikum assalam. Wa alaikum assalam. It's the same phrase turned around. Wa and alaykum upon you, assalam, peace. Peace upon you. And assalamu alaykum wa alaykum assalam, it's plural, but we use it even if we are greeting one person. From assalamu alaykum, if you are greeting your friends, you could use only the word salam, peace. And this is just to say hi in a very quick way. If you are passing by and you don't want to stop, you are seeing one of your friends, you will just say salam and you will continue. He will reply with ahlan. We know ahlan when we talked about marhaba, ahlan. Let's go over our words for today. Marhaba, hi. Marhabtain, hi. Marahib, hi. Ahlan, welcome. Ahlan wa sahlan, welcome. Assalamu alaikum, peace upon you. Wa alaikum assalam, and peace upon you. And salam, hi there. Practice these phrases until I will see you next time. More phrases are coming. Reading, writing, basic grammar. You will get to know the Arabic language with me. So make sure to subscribe, click the notification bell, and share this video with your friends. What is interesting you most about the Arabic language? Leave me a comment below. Thank you for joining me today. Yalla bye!